Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, people, I'm back. I had some technical problems. My internet went out on my computer in the very midst of me giving you Hebrew Nation Helpline, Royal Priesthood, and the Heavenly Order of God, Part 3. My internet just went straight out off of my computer, so I could not get back on to you. But I got to finish this. I have to finish this because I need to move to the next information that I will be sharing with you. I have to finish this, so I had to shut my computer down and all of that and recharge it up and come back in. And I'm here. And I think we was reading in John 11:47. We're going to pick it up right where we left off at. Right where we left off. And we're going to call this broadcast the Royal Priesthood, the Heavenly Order, Final Lesson. Okay? That's what we're going to call this one. Before I got very interrupted by the angels of darkness. I would say that they interrupted me because they don't want this information to get out, people. They don't want you to understand what's going on in this world, what's going on in this earth, who's ruling this earth, who's ruling it. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to know nothing but follow their orders and follow their commandments and follow their religion. Go to work, go to school, send your child to school, go to your church, and that's it. That's all they want you to understand, and that's all they want you to do. But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob wants something else right now with his people, the remnant, okay? Like I told you, it's a straight and narrow path. The road is very narrow. The way is broad that leads to destruction. But the way that leads to eternal life is very narrow. And it's only a few that's going to find it. That's a scripture in the New Testament. And those few that's going to find that straight and narrow path is the remnant, the 10%. The 10% going to find straight and narrow path. And that's who I was ordained and chosen to go after, to minister to them, to pull them out of the fire. To pull them out of the fire, because he can have his hands right now on the 10%. And the God of the Hebrews is telling me I got to go in and pull them out and wake them up and give them the divine truth and the divine understanding. So let's go back into our lesson. I only have 45 minutes to do this. Let me go back to John 11:47. I was reading to the people John 11:47. Let me go back to that if I can get it here. I was reading for the Greek number for council. And I was telling the people before I got very, very, very interrupted by the angel of darkness. I was telling the people the word council. The word counsel me in John 11:47. Let me read the scripture to you so we can pick it up right where we left off. This is the final lesson of the royal priesthood in the heavenly order of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So St. John chapter 11, verse 47. Okay, people? Come on with me now, okay? I'm trying to show you something. I'm trying to show you the truth, the divine truth, the divine order of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You got to know the truth. He has to send a prophet or a prophet this in the last hour, the last day, the last time to wake up his people. He has to send a prophet or a prophet this. They're the only ones to pull you out of the fire. They're the only one that can help you right now at this moment. You need somebody that's operating in the prosthetic, and you need somebody that's operating with power and manifestation. Nobody else can help you right now because they can't hear God. They can't hear God. Only a prophet can hear God. Only a prophet or a prophetess can hear God. Only a prophet or a prophetess can direct you to God. Only a prophetess or a prophetess can go before you to present you to God. Either that or a priest. Or a priest. And that would be Aaron the Levites, okay? And as we can see, the priests have been taken down. They have been took down by the Sanhedrin Council, and they have been replaced with high priests, Jewish high priests. Okay, you don't hear nothing about the Leviticus priesthood. And they don't talk. They got a doctrine going around right now among the Hebrew Israelites. They teaching them that they the royal priesthood. Judah trying to be the royal priesthood right now in this Hebrew Israelite movement, trying to say that they got authority and they got power to teach Israel. This is a doctrine. This is a doctrine that's been taught to them by their elders, by their pastors, and by their leaders. And guess who taught them? The Bible theologian schools taught them, taught their pastors and their elders, taught them, and now they're teaching them. And who taught the who started the Bible theologian school? The Sanhedrin, the Jewish councils, The Sanhedrin, the elders, the chief priests, the people that rule this world. Let me go into it. John 11:47. I got myself 10 scriptures. I got to get through these scriptures. John 11:47. But I got to finish this. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do we do for this man? Doing many miracles." They didn't want the Son of God doing no miracles. See, it's not about miracles. It's not about miracles. That's why you can go to all these churches, all these congregations, Sunday after Sunday, Saturday after Saturday, and never get healed. Never get healed. There's so many people losing their mind and going crazy, and they've been Christians all their lives, man. You got pastors committing suicide. You got people shooting up their whole family. They've been Christians all their life up in the church. You got Hebrew Israelites going crazy, killing their wives, killing people, shooting up things, shooting up people. All kind of stuff is going on, okay? Because the people are going crazy right now. They're going crazy because there's no power. There's no manifestation of the real God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's why the people going off. Okay? They're going off. They need help. They got demons in them. They got demons in them. They need help. They're losing their mind. They're going crazy. They're freaking out. Okay? They got demons in them. They've been sitting up in these churches all their life. They ain't getting no help. They ain't getting no deliverance. Why? Because the elders and the pastors and the bishops don't have no power. And the Pharisees and the chief priests and the elders back when the Son of God walked the earth, they didn't have no power. And they got mad because the Messiah, the Son of God, was doing miracles, helping the people to be free from demon possession, deaf and dumb, blind, all kind of sickness and disease. The Son of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his son, went about doing miracles to help the people that was in Jerusalem at that time, okay? Verse 11:48 of John. If we let him thus alone. All men believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. The Romans, okay? Let me look up the word council right here in John 11:47. They gathered the chief and the Pharisees a council and said, what should we do with this man? He's doing too many miracles. Okay. Council is Greek number 4892. An assembly, especially of magistrates and judges. And if you want to go back to tape number 3, and before I got disconnected tonight, and listen to what I was talking about the Greek number 4892 for council, which is Sanhedrin. Those are the people that's ruling this world today, the Jewish people, okay? They over the court system. They have magistrates, and they make all the laws. They make all the rules. They set up all the schools, okay? They build up all the neighborhoods that you live in, all your cities. They have people to build those so they can get money out of you and rule over you and control you and make laws for you to follow. The Sanhedrin, that is the people that's ruling this world today, that's got you walking around right now like dead men and women, like zombies. You're like zombies, dead men and women. Why are you dead? Because you don't have the real God. You're not worshiping the real God. You're not serving the real God. You're not calling on the real God, okay? And because of that, you got all kind of demons. All kind of demons that's taking over the people. They need the Son of God. They need the Son of God to come and perform miracles like he performed back in the biblical time. Okay, because these elders, they ain't got no power. They with the Sanhedrin. They ain't got no power. Okay? These bishops and pastors, they ain't got no power. They with the Sanhedrin. They just under religion. Let me read it. An assembly of magistrates and judges, Greek number 4892, and section of assembly of people deliberating, the Sanhedrin, the great council at Jerusalem, consisting of 71 members, scribes, elders, prominent members of the high priestly family, and the high priest, the president of the assembly. The most important calls were brought before the tribunal in such as the Roman rulers of Judea. So who is the Sanhedrin? Who is the Pharisees? Who is the high priest? It was nothing but Romans. They Jewish people. That's what they was, Jewish. Okay, they set it all up. The same people that's ruling this world today. It have not changed. Solomon said there's nothing new up under the sun, okay? The same religion that they set up after they killed all the prophets and the elders, all the prophets and the priests, they killed all of them, and then the elders was with them too. The elders, they convinced the people, the 12 tribes, to go against the heavenly order of God, which was the prophets and the priests. The Levitical priesthood, the elders convinced the 12 tribes to go against the order of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they set up their own religion, their own rules, their own regulation, and their own doctrine. Okay? That's what you're following, people. You're not following the God of Moses. Okay? It said, and among the Roman rulers of Judea, had left it to power of trying such case, and also of pronouncing sentence of death. Okay? Sentence of death with the limitation that a capital sentence pronounced by the Sanhedrin was not valid unless it was confirmed by the Roman emperor. Okay? So the only way they could kill the Messiah, the Son of God, okay, the Sanhedrin, the Roman council, the Romans, the Jewish, they had to build a case against him. They had same stuff they do to us today. They build a case against us And that's how we end up in court and all that. But I ain't going in that. Let me go on. And this is what they said. If we let this man live, all man will believe on him. See, they didn't want the people that was in Jerusalem at that time to believe in God, because he came preaching, teaching, talking, and doing something that they didn't have nothing to do with. They was doing something totally different. And that's why they kept confronting him and telling him that he wasn't following the tradition of the elders. They kept coming to the Son of God, to the Christ, telling him that he's breaking the law because he's not following their tradition. He's not following their doctrine. He's not doing what they want them to do. So this is why they kill him, because they didn't want nobody to believe on the real Son of God. They didn't want nobody to believe in what he was saying. Okay? And the Romans shall come and take away both our place in the nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, I'm going to stop right there. I just want you to know. The religions that you see set up in this earth today is not of God. Period. I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you, they into false worship, idol worship. They're serving all kind of gods, calling on all kind of names. It's not. And I'm here to tell you that. Let me go to my next scripture. The Sanhedrin, they control all the religion, all the rules, all the regulations. You got to send your child to school. Why? Because the Sanhedrin say you got to send them to school. And if you don't send them to school, they're going to put you in jail. Who made that law? The Sanhedrin, the Jewish, okay? You got to pay your taxes. If you don't pay your taxes on your house, guess what they're going to do? They're going to take your house. They're going to put your house in foreclosure. Who made that law? The Sanhedrin, okay? Let me keep going. You got to believe in Jesus today. You got to believe in Jesus. You got to believe in Allah. You got to believe in Buddha. You got to believe in YHWH. You got to believe in Yah. You got to believe in Most High. You got to believe in all these titles and names and gods. Who made those religions? The Sanhedrin, the high priest, the chief priest, the elders, and the Pharisees. That's who you people are really falling. And you people don't even realize it. Because you got a black man sitting in front of you telling you, yeah, God is good and God going. No, man. No. You are following the wrong God and the wrong order. The wrong order and the wrong protocol and the wrong directions and instructions. Let me keep going. My next scripture is John 12:19. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Prophetess Elisheba. John 12:19 of John. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive you how ye prevail. Nothing, behold, the world is gone after him. Okay, let me go up to verse 18. For this cause, the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. What miracle did he do? He healed Lazarus. He brought Lazarus back from the grave. The Son of God. He brought a dead man back from the grave, resurrected him, brought him back to life. And the Pharisees and the chief priests and the elders, same elders that you following right now, they religious. They religious fanatics. They religious. I'm telling you, they ain't got no power. They can't hear God. They ain't got nothing, man. They ain't got no wisdom. They ain't got no knowledge. The knowledge that they giving you, they got from some other elder and some other pastor and some other man. They not teaching you the prophetic. They cannot hear God. For this call, see, because Christ, the Son of God, has raised Lazarus from the dead. Let's go back up to that. Let's go back up to that. John 12, 17. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bear record. For this cause, the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. See, Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, he was doing miracles. He was helping the people. What pastor is helping you, man? What elder have helped you? What bishop have helped you, man? They not doing nothing for you. Nothing. And they never will because they ain't got no power. They ain't got no prophetic. They can't give you nothing that God wants you to know right now. All they can do is give you something that was taught them. The Son of God came to help the people. And that's why they killed him, because they don't want nobody to help the people. Nobody. So long as your elders and your bishops and your pastors is teaching you what they want them to teach, they are all right. They ain't gonna kill them. They ain't gonna kill them like they killed the Son of God, the Messiah, and his disciples, and all of the prophets and the priests, the real priests. Okay, they set up high priests, chief priests. They killed the real priests and set up their own order. Okay, let me keep going. John 12, 19. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, who is the Pharisees? I just read to you who they are. The Sanhedrin among themselves. Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him. The world is gone after him, the Son of God. Everybody in Jerusalem was starting to believe on the Messiah. They were starting to believe on the doctrine that he was teaching. He told the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, my doctrine is not of your doctrine. My doctrine is of my Father. Your doctrine is of man. And it's the commandments of man. What you teaching the people is nothing but commandments of man. What I'm teaching the people is the doctrine of my Father. Okay? And they said the whole world is going to go after him if we don't take this man down. And we don't take this man out. Okay? They ain't trying to kill y'all Hebrew Israelites. The Sanhedrin. They ain't trying to get rid of y'all. You know why? Because you're doing exactly what they want you to do. You're doing exactly, you following the same religion that they have set up in this earth for you to follow. You're still calling on the wrong God, YHWH and Yah and Yahweh, Buddha and Allah. They ain't going to do nothing to y'all people like they did to the disciples and to the Messiah. Because y'all falling right along under their religious order and the commandments of this world. See, they said, we got to get rid of them, man. Let me go to my next one. Matthew 26:3, people. Y'all think this stuff is a game, don't you? You think this is a game. It's not a game, because they killed the Son of God. They killed him, man. This is not a game. What you think they're going to do to y'all people, man? What do you think they're going to do to your little elders and your pastors and your little bishops when they get through doing what they need them to do? What you think going to happen, man? The same thing that happened to the disciples and the Son of God is going to happen to the 12 tribes of Israel. Believe me, people, that is the conclusion of the whole matter. And what you need to be doing is trying to educate yourself and trying to get connected to the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Holy Spirit, so you can get help, because your elders ain't going to be able to do nothing to help you. They ain't got no power, remember? They can't perform no help. They can't heal cancer. They can't heal diabetes. They can't heal heart disease. They can't heal nothing, and they can't do nothing for you. Nothing. Can't you see it? Let me keep reading Matthew 26:3. Matthew 26:3. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes. Look what they did. Let me go back up right here. Let me go to Matthew 26:1. And it came to pass when the Messiah had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Y'all see that? Elders, Hebrew Israelite, let me read the definition for you. For elder, you think you really fall into somebody powerful Hebrew Israelite movement? Oh, our elders, you really think that you are falling a man of God, but you are not. And let me prove that to you. Elder is Greek number 4245. A senior, especially in Israelite Sanhedrin. Should I say that again, people? An Israelite Sanhedrin. Also frequently member of the Celestial Council. What council? The Sanhedrin. Christians. Presbyterian. Your elder is a member of the Sanhedrin. Why? Because he's religious. And he's following the doctrine of man. And he's following tradition. And he's following precepts of man. He's not following the heavenly order of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's why they can teach you right now that they the royal priesthood, because that's been taught to them by their leaders, that they the royal priesthood, and they don't have no scriptures to back that up. The only scripture they use, I'm going to show you what scripture they use to try to back up and say that they the royal priesthood. They are nothing but Sanhedrin council. They are religious. Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, was religious Christians. That's why the elders in the Hebrew Israelite movement call themselves Christians, most of them. They said, we still Christians. We just don't believe in Christmas, and we don't believe in eating pork, and we don't believe in keeping none of the pagan holidays, but we still Christians. Yes, they still Christians, because they feel still following the doctrine of man. Let me keep going. Matthew 27:1-2. Now it's raining, people. First I had the internet to go out. Now it's raining. My God, I have everything trying to stop me from finishing this last lesson. But I got to finish it. Matthew 27:1-2. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders, do y'all people see this New Testament madness? This New Testament madness. All these injections and all this protocol and doctrine of man that they got set up in this New Testament to bring forth their religion that you see all over the earth today to bring forth their god Satan, the god of this world. Satan will deceive the whole world. That's a scripture of Revelation. Through religion and doctrine of man and precepts of man and control of man. That's how he's going to deceive the whole world. Through the Sanhedrin. They the ones rule everything that you see in this earth. Let me keep going. Matthew 27:1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against the Messiah to put him to death. The elders, the same elders that was in the wilderness with Moses, they children, okay? That's who they is. The same elders that went against Aaron, the Leviticus priesthood, and the prophet Moses in the wilderness. They're children. It's part of the Sanhedrin. They killed all the prophets. They killed Christ. He was a prophet. They killed Paul. He was a prophet. They killed Peter. He was a prophet. They killed all the prophets. The elders of the people. Yes. The elders of the people. What people? Religious people. You people today are religious. And you following the elders and the Pharisees and the chief priests and the commandments of man. They took counsel. They all came together. They all came together to kill the Messiah and to put him to death. His own Lord God, Father. I read to you back there earlier when I was on the other tape before I got disconnected that the Jews, his own people, went to turn him in to the council, to the Pharisees. Let me keep going. They wanted to kill Christ. They didn't want no miracles. They didn't want no miracles because if you got the miracles, the whole world was going to follow the Messiah. The whole world was going to begin to do what the real God wanted them to do. They couldn't have that. They couldn't have that. See, this proves to you people that you're not following the real God. You're not. You're not. Verse 2. And when they bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Who is Pontius Pilate? You know who he is? He was Greek number 4194. Apparently, British Pontius, a Roman. He was a Roman. And I read to you earlier in John 11:47 that the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin council, said that we got to take this man, the Messiah, out, the Son of God. And if we don't do it, the Romans not going to let us rule Jerusalem no more. So we got to kill him. So what they did, They took counsel to put him to death, and they bound him and led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor, which is a Roman. The same people, man. The same people that's ruling all these cities, all these governments, all these senates, all these, the same folks. They in leadership today. They in leadership. And these are all their religions and all their gods that they have set up in the earth for you people to call on and worship. All their gods. That's why they gave you all different names. All of y'all got a different name for one God. You're not calling on the real God, the God of Abraham. They gave you all those names. They made them all up, just like they put Jesus in the Bible. They killed the real Son of God, and they injected the word Jesus in the Bible to give you that religion so you will worship him and bow down to him and call on him. Why they killed the real Son of God, you calling on the false Son of God. Wow, Christian church. Wow, Hebrew Israelites. You think you people into the truth? No, man. Y'all into darkness. Let me keep going. Verse 3. Then Judas. Yes, Satan. You know you wanted the rain. You wanted the snow. You want my internet to go out. You want everything to happen tonight. But I'm going to finish that. And I rebuke you and all your demons right now. I take authority over every demon that's trying to stop me from telling the 12 tribes of Israel, thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, tonight I rebuke all your demons and I command you back to the pit of hell where you're supposed to be, demons. You don't have no authority over me. Now shut your mouth and calm down your activity so I can finish this for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Y'all know who I am. Y'all demons know who I am. You know who I am. In the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm nothing to play with, and I command you to the embassy right now. Right now, go to the embassy. Mark chapter 14, verse 1. I was reserved for this hour. You had your chance to take my life. You had a chance to me. It's over now. I must finish this. I must finish what I was put in this earth to do. Mark, come on, people. Let's keep going. Shut up. Shut up, Satan. Shut up, demons. Shut up. Mark 14, 1. You think I don't know it's you trying to stop me? You always tried to stop me all my life. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover. And in of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes saw how they might take him by craft. Craft. What is craft in Greek? I know what it is. Stability. It's Greek number 1388. A trick. A trick. Bait. Wow. Craft. Deceit. Guile. To decoy, meaning to decoy. They had a decoy. That's how they got the Son of God. Judas. Judas is the one that they use as a decoy. They still using decoys today to trap people and put them in jail and put them in prison. They still using the same techniques that they use to kill the real Son of God, the Messiah. They use them on his people, the 12 tribes of Israel, right now, today. Decoy. The Sanhedrin, they got plenty of decoys. They took him by bait, by witch, by trick and craft. Craft, they cast spells. They was using all kind of witchcraft and sorcery to try to get rid of the Son of God. But he had so much power, they couldn't stop him with their witchcraft. They couldn't stop him with their witchcraft. He laid his life down, man. They didn't take his
say witchcraft wasn't powerful enough to kill the Son of God. He told him, you don't take my life. I lay my life down. I could call 12 legions of angels right now if I want to stop you. Not my will, but my Father's will be done in this earth. That's what he came to do, the will of his Father. That's what's wrong with you people. They got spells on y'all. Y'all bewitched. Paul told you y'all was bewitched. And then they killed Paul. Because Paul saw Christ on the road and he converted from being a Pharisee, from being a Sanhedrin. He converted to become a disciple of the Son of God. And they killed him too. Maybe I'll go over time. I don't know. But Acts 16. Hopefully I go over time. If not, I'm going to just say, y'all, that's all. This is the final lesson I can do. I can't do it no more. So, I'm telling you, I still have about five more scriptures. I have Romans 20 about the royal priesthood. I haven't even got to that, but Acts 4:16. Saying, what shall we do to these men? Now, this after they killed the Son of God. Now they ready to deal with his disciples. Because they got power too. This is an indication, people. When you sitting up under someone that don't have no power, they are not connected to the Son of God or the God of Abraham. If they can't heal you, if they can't deliver you, if they can't help you, this is how you know that they are not of the real God. Because you got to have power. Peter and them had power to prove that they was the people that God ordained to be in the earth. They ain't got no power, people. You fall in the wrong thing, I'm telling you. That little teaching that they giving you in these Hebrew Israelite churches, that stuff can't take you no farther than where it already have. You're not going no farther. You're just going doing what the Christians doing now. You're just sitting on them chairs and them pews. You're just sitting there clapping your hands and stomping your feet and all of that stuff. That's all you doing. Singing them songs. Listen to the same lessons over and over and over. Just like a Christian church. You're not doing nothing different, man. Well, because you go to church on Saturday and they go on Sunday and you got the dietary law and they eat pork and they celebrate Christmas. That's not the heavenly order, man. The heavenly order is to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. Do exactly what he tells you to do and not what man tell you to do. You cannot be connected to man, following man and what they say, and think you're going to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It don't work like that. He told you, do not put your trust in man. Do not listen to man. I'm your God. I'm your king. I'm your leader. I'm your savior. You don't need no man. The only man you need in this earth is a prophet or a prophetess. Or a Levitical priest. Because they got power too. The Levitical priest, they got power too. Let me keep going, people. I'm running out of time. Acts 4:16. 16, saying, what should we do to these men?
But that indeed a noble miracle have been done by them is manifested to all that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. But that it spread no farther among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in this name. Them Sanhedrins, the Sanhedrins, the elders, the same people that's ruling this earth today, they threatened, they killed the Son of God, the Messiah. The ones that make all the laws today, they ain't no, they the same people, the Romans, okay? They rule everything. They said, we're going to threaten these people and tell them, the disciples, if you keep preaching in that name, we're going to kill you, man. We're going to kill you like we killed your leader. We're going to do the same thing that we did to them, we're going to do to y'all. We let you know, if you keep on, you think Jesus is his name? No, man. You still living. So how could his name be Jesus? You still living, dumb people. You are still alive. How can the real name of the Son of God be Jesus when you're not dead? And they killed all the disciples and all the prophets. How can his name be YHWH and you still alive? How can his name be Yah and Buddha and Allah and you still alive? How can his name be Most High and you still alive? They threatened Peter now and said, you better not use that name no more or we're going to kill you. Let me keep going, man. Revelation 5 verse 10. I think I'm in overtime right now. Good, good, good. Let me check. I'm going to check if I read this. Revelation 5 verse 10. We're going into the royal priesthood now. Revelation 5 10. Y'all people better wake up, man. And understand this. You better understand for real. They coming after us. They coming after us, man. Just like they killed the Son of God and all the prophets and the priests. They coming after us, people. They coming after us. And your little weak elder and weak pastors that don't got no power and don't got no authority from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob won't be able to help you people at all. Believe me. Now, Revelation 5:10. They don't know nothing. They ain't been through nothing. They ain't went through nothing. They don't know nothing. They ain't got no experience. They ain't got no wisdom. They ain't got no understanding. They don't understand the prophetic and how the God of the Hebrews operates and how he works. Revelation 5:10. It took me years to understand the prophetic, people. It took me years to understand how the gifts of the Spirit operate, how to hear God, how I know when God is talking. It took me years to understand that. You must disconnect yourself from man, all of it, every world. The Bible says, if any man love the world or anything in the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I'm telling you, people, you love these Pharisees, Sanhedrin. You love these people that done set up all these rules and regulations and laws. You love obeying them, doing what they tell you to do. You do not have the God of the Hebrews in your life. Because he said, if you love them, you cannot love me. Now, Revelation 5:10. Read that scripture in the Bible. The Christian church teaches that love in the world is drinking and smoking. No, it ain't talking about that. When you love this system that the Sanhedrin don't set up for everybody to follow, the magistrates and the judges that rule this earth, when you love what they done set up, they law, they way, whatever they tell you to do, you are separated from the love of God. Revelation 5:10. It has made us to our God king and priest, and we shall reign on the earth. This is the remnant. Let me go back up, man. Revelation 5:9. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof. For thou was slain and has redeemed us." This is the Son of God. He has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God. Who is our God? He ain't YHWH. He ain't Most High. He ain't Allah. He not Buddha. He not Jesus. He not Jehovah. All of them are false gods. Every last one that I just named. And I can prove it to you. And has made us unto our God. King, our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is I Am. I Am. In English, I Am. Look it up in the Hebrew. Ahayah. That's his name forever. Throughout all generations. And has made us to our God kings. I told you I'm going to do a lesson on the name very soon. And has made to us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. This is the remnant people. This is after New World Order, after they killed 90% of this world, which is about to happen, because it's prophecy, it's prophetic, because you people don't want to obey the God of the Hebrews. You don't want to listen to him. You don't want to follow him. You don't want to love him. You don't want to do nothing with him. So he's going to let the Sanhedrin, the Roman, the Jewish, take your lives in this earth. Already, I read on the news today over there in India, 1 million people have lost their citizenship. And guess what they're doing? They're building concentration camps to put them in jail. In India, Asia, right now, they're building concentration camps. Who do you think gonna live in them camps? The 12 tribes, Israel. Israel, that's who they putting in them. Over there in Asia, we all over the earth. We everywhere. We like the sand of the seashore. They cannot count us. So they got to make concentration camps and FEMA camps and throw us up in there and kill us. And the God of the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob gonna let it happen, because you people are rebellious. You rebellious, you hard-hearted, you don't want to listen, you don't want to bow, you don't want to submit, you keep on trying to do it your own way, and it's not going to happen no more. This is the remnant. Let me go to the next scripture. I think I'm still connected. I don't know. Let me check. I don't know. I think it's gone. Let me go. Give me a minute, people. I don't know if I'm still from that. Yes, I'm still connected. Let me finish this, people. Let me finish this, okay? Yes, over there in India. That was in the news today. 1 million people in India, they have took their citizenship from them. And they building concentration camps to put them in. Do you people see what's about to happen in this earth? No, you think you okay because it's not happening to you. Oh, they on their way to your neighborhood. Believe me, they are on their way to your neighborhood. And without power, and without manifestation, you will not get no help from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He will not help you. Because you don't know who he is. You don't know him. You don't have no connection with him. You don't talk to him. You don't listen to him. You don't do nothing that he wants you to do. Why would he want to help you? He don't have no reason to help you. others to help you. Go tell your pastors and your bishops, people you don't serve all your life. Go tell them to help you and your God, Buddha, and Allah, and Jehovah, and Jesus. Because I won't be helping you people. Next scripture. I just told you, the prince of darkness is trying to stop me from helping the 12 tribes of Israel. Because I am the prophetess of the 12 tribes of Israel. I am the prophetess. And he knows that. He knows that. And he just tried to make a storm and a lot of rain and all of that. And I told him, you better go back to the embassy. You ain't go take your demons, go back to the embassy and stop your activity. Right now, it's calm where I'm at. No more rain. See, you got to have that kind of power, people, to call the demons out and make them do what you want them to do. I graduated to have this power. I graduated to have this power. I went through hell. I went through hell. Ever since I was a little girl, bust out my mama's womb. He tried to kill me all my life. You don't know what I went through to get this power and this anointing and this manifestation that I have. To talk to demons and tell them, get away from me. It's calm right now, people. It was raining and storming. He disconnected my internet earlier. I had to redo the whole show all over. Now he want to make it rain and all of that stuff. Go back to the embassy, demons. And stop your activity right now. Ain't no more activity. And I'm just testifying about who I am. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and what he's going to do in my life to help you. You need somebody with power in your life. Now, Revelation 20, verse 6, and we have three more, and I'm going to let you go. Let me finish, man. Let me get through this. There ain't no royal priesthood. The royal priesthood is the Levitical priesthood, and it's the remnant. That's who the royal priesthood, the remnant, and the Levitical priesthood, Levi, the Haitian, is the priest, not Judah. Sit down, Judah. Sit down. You will never be the royal priesthood until you become the remnant. You're not the remnant yet because you've got too much sin, evil, and wickedness in your lives. And as a prophetess of God, I can correct you. You got too much. You misleading the people. You deceiving the people. You're not right with the God of Abraham. You're not right. You cannot be the remnant. And you cannot be the royal priesthood till you are right with the God of the Hebrews. Right now, you are a sinner. And you misleading the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay. Revelation 20. Oh, you can't prophesy. This is what these Hebrew Israelites see. That's necromancy. And can't no man tell the future. Can't no man tell you what God wants you to know. John the Baptist, the last prophet. Man, these people are nuts. They nuts, man. You falling nut cases. Fruit cakes. You people falling fruit cakes, man. Narcissists. That's what they are. Narcissists. All the Hebrew Israelite elders are narcissists, man. They are crazy. Can't y'all tell they narcissists? They ain't never got nothing to say about their life and what they've been through and you know how they got where they at. All they can tell you about, yeah, I followed the elders and I was faithful to them and, you know, I was with them a long time and then I went and started my own thing. That's all they're going to tell you. But they not going to tell you nothing about their lives and what they've been through as little boys growing up. because they are narcissists, people. Narcissists. 20 verse 6. I'm sorry. I'm almost finished, honey. I got a few more. Blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. See that? The first resurrection. That's the one when Christ come back. The Son of God, the one that Sanhedrin killed, the rulers of this earth, the one that they, the Romans, the Jewish, they killed the Son of God. Blessed are holy if you make it in the first. When he comes back to get the 10%, the remnant, you're going to be blessed if you make that, man. I'm trying to prepare you people right now to make that because he on his way back very soon. All this stuff about to hit this earth. All this stuff is hitting this earth right now. Little kids falling up on the snowmobiles, killing themselves. Their daddy jumping out their hand. All kind of. I read on the news today that the man and the woman got married, and the two brothers went up in the wedding and beat the man down to the ground with a baseball bat right in front of his wife. Their sister was marrying this guy, and they went to the wedding with a baseball bat, and they beat her husband to death right there in front of everybody. This is the kind of world we live in, people. A woman was walking down the street today in New York, and a big old stone fell off the building. What was it? Seth, what was it? I think it was a hundred feet, 70 feet in the air. The stone, the woman was just walking, minding her own business, wasn't thinking about nothing. 60 years old. The stone fell off the building, piece of rock, and bust the woman in the head and killed her right there. Do you people see the God of the Hebrews, the real God, is very upset right now? I'm trying to help y'all. This first resurrection, this will be the remnant. This will be the ones that Christ's going to come back and get. The 90% going to die and go to hell. Let me say that again. The 90%. In this world, gonna die and go to hell with the demons that I just made be quiet and go back to the embassy. That's where y'all going. That's where you're going if you don't get it right now. Now, blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. On such the second death have no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. This is the royal priesthood right here. The remnant, the blessed and holy. Tell me the word holy right here, Revelation 20, verse 6. Do you really want to know who the remnant is? Who the Son of God coming back for? Let me tell you who he's coming back for, people. Because y'all don't know. Y'all think he's coming back because you've been in church all your life. You've been a member of the church and you've been following your elder and your pastors and you done did everything they told you to do. You think you're going with him. You're not going because you're religious. You following the Sanhedrin. You following the religion that all the Jewish people are set up in this earth. You're not following God. You're not calling on him. You're not connected. Holy is Greek number 40. It's an awful thing. It's a sacred. Sacred, man. This is who Christ's coming back. These are the kind of people he's coming back. These are the people that's going to make it out of the New World Order. Let me say that again, people. These are the people that's going to make it out of the New World Order. They're going to make it
out alive out of the new world order. Okay? This is the first resurrection. When the Sanhedrin and them judges and magistrates make all them laws that they made back then to kill Christ and all the disciples and the prophets, they making them right now. They making them right now to kill you. 12 tribes of Israel. It's a Greek number for holy. It's sacred. Physically pure. Physically pure. Physically mean you are clean. Physically. Physically mean you don't eat pork. You don't eat shrimp. You don't eat lobster. You're not eating this satanic food that they got up in these markets. Physically pure. Okay? You ain't put nothing in your body that is not clean. Morally blameless. Morally. That means that you don't jack off and play with your women playing with their privacy and they vagina and men jacking off and you having sex with other men and other women. Adultery, homosexuals, lesbians, morally, hating your brother and your sister, hating your mom and your daddy, morally blameless. You got to be right, man. You got to be right the way God the Father tells us to be. Now, let me keep going. This is who's going to reign with Christ 1,000 years. The royal priesthood. The royal priesthood is the remnant. Not you elders of the Hebrew Israelite churches. Stop deceiving God's people. Stop deceiving God's people, elders. Stop telling people, Judah, Negroes, African Americans, Hebrew Israelites, stop telling God's little lost dumb sheep that you are the royal priesthood, because you cannot be the royal priesthood unless you are holy, unless you are holy, blameless, clean. You know how many people jack off now? Elders and pastors and leaders up in these congregations and these Hebrew Israelite ministries. You know how many play with themselves? Let me go to the next scripture. So it's the remnant, man. The remnant. False teaching, false doctrine, deceiving the people. Peter 2:9-10. And I got two more after that and I'm finished. Peter 2:9-10. Peter. Peter 2:9-10. Verse 9 and 10. Morally, calling on other gods. YHWH. All of that stuff, man. Serving other gods. You're not going to be the remnant, people. You're not going to be the remnant. You're going to be the 90% that go to the pit. Peter 2:9. That's because you want to follow religion. And you want to follow the god of this world, which is Satan. But ye are a chosen generation. This is the remnant. This is the remnant. A royal priesthood. Okay? A royal priesthood. Aaron was a royal priesthood. The Levitical order of the heavenly tabernacle. A royal priesthood. And holy nation, see that holy, blameless, physically pure, clean. You know what the God of the Hebrews told you, don't eat no more of that food in the market. You know why?
It's making people sick and it's demon in them. Don't know more that. Why you people sick now? You got so many demons up in you, man. They busted it. Oh, my. People doing stuff that they don't even know why they're doing it. Because they eating the food that the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, the elders, the chief priests set up in this earth for you to eat and make yourself physically unclean before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Long as I was eating them food, people, long as I was running up in the markets eating that food, I had demons in me, man. I had so many demons. I could feel the demons operating inside of me. I could feel them. I told my brother, something ain't right, man. Something got a hold to me. And the God of the Hebrews said, stop eating that food. Stop drinking that water. That's why you getting sick. And I moved somewhere, and I got my own well now. I don't have to drink their water no more. I got water that's coming from the ground. Everlasting water. Real water. Out of a well. What my ancestors had. They had wells. All kind of wells. They didn't drink no water out of the Roman stores. I just wanted to tell people that. You are a royal priesthood and holy nation. And ever since I stopped drinking the water, like the God of the Hebrews told me about 5 months ago, ever since I stopped drinking it, I have not been getting sick. Ever since I stopped eating the market food, I'm doing much better. I'm telling you people, I'm trying to give y'all some wisdom and knowledge. And some prophetic information that's going to help you. Now, if you don't follow it, that's you. But I'm letting you know now. I'm giving you some prophetic knowledge and information that can help you. You want to stay weak? You want to stay sick? You want to stay miserable? Keep messing around with this stuff that these Sanhedrins done set up for you to do and eat and wear and all of that. Now, you're a holy nation. I'm reading 1 Peter 2:9. A peculiar people. See, a peculiar people. See, you got the Hebrew Israelite elders teaching you that they the royal priesthood. How can they be the royal priesthood? Right here in 1 Peter 2:9, it say that you are a peculiar people. A holy nation. Nobody is holy right now. Nobody is holy. The God of the Hebrews is trying to make us holy. He's trying to help us to be holy. But nobody's holy. Everybody's doing what they want to do right now. That's why he's going to bring the new world order. So he can get some order out of chaos. He's going to get some order up out of chaos. The heavenly order, he's going to get it up out of chaos. Out of murdering 90% of this world, he's going to get his heavenly order in place. He got to move you demons up out the way so he can get to his 10%. Now, I'm speaking to you prophetically. I'm speaking to you prophetically. In holy nation, a peculiar people. How are you peculiar, man? How are you peculiar Hebrew Israelites? When you do the same stuff that you've been doing all your life, you're still working for man, you're still slaves. You slaves, you won't work for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're still slaving for man and get a paycheck. How are you peculiar? You're doing just what they want you to do, man. You're not peculiar. You wear their clothes. You look like them. You look like the Gentiles. You wear everything that they wear. Blue jeans. When you're supposed to be wearing robes and linen like kings and queens. every day. You're not peculiar. You look just like them. You they slaves. And you're going to wear what your master tell you to wear. And you're going to eat what your master tell you to eat. You're not peculiar. You're not the remnant. The remnant going to be peculiar. They're going to wear linen every day. Silk. Robes. They ain't going to follow no man. They're going to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They ain't going to follow no religion on this earth because they know all religion of this earth is satanic and man-made. That's what the remnant going to do. And that's what's coming up, man. Stay tuned for that very soon. You're going to see. You're going to see a people in this earth that's the royal priesthood. That's what cure you. They ain't going to be able to kill them. They're going to be able to kill you, but they're not going to be able to kill the 10% because the 10% going to be totally connected to their God and the Holy Spirit. All power, just like Peter and them had. Peter and them laid their life down. They didn't have to die either, but they laid it down just like their master, the Messiah. Because the Bible says you're not greater than your master. So if the Messiah laid his life down, Peter, James, John, Paul, all of them laid their life down just like him. Where they at now? They're around the heavenly throne right now. The 24 elders is the 24 elders. It's the 12 disciples and the 12 tribes of Israel, our forefathers. Let me keep going, man. You don't know, man. You don't know what's going on. Okay, let's keep going. Verse 10. Which in time past was not a people. We wasn't a people in the time past, but are now the people of God. This is the remnant, man. These people are going to pray. These people are going to worship. These people are going to do everything that the prophet, not only what the Bible tell them to do, they can hear God. They're going to be able to hear God and get direction from the Holy Spirit and get direction from the God of the Hebrews what they need to be doing right now in this hour. Their mind ain't going to be on Pharaoh, what he wants. Their mind going to be on what the God of Abraham wants them to do. This is the remnant. They peculiar people. They don't follow no man. They don't follow no man. They don't follow no religion. They don't follow no show. They're going to come forward, man. They're coming forward, believe me. And this is why I was set up on this platform to help the 10%. Now, next verse. Proverbs 23:26. Two more after that and I'll finish. Proverbs 23:26. Y'all people religious. You think long as you don't eat no pork and long as you go to church and sit up and listen to the leaders and pay your tithes and, you know, worship, sing the songs or whatever you sing, you think that you are God's children, but you are not. You are not operating. You're not. That's religion. That was set up by man. God don't got nothing to do with no church in this earth. Nothing. He hates them. He hates all of them. Every last one of them. And that's why you people so miserable sitting on pulpits. That's why you so miserable. You got sickness up your behind. You sick in the mind. You sick in the spirit. Everything is sick. All I read today. I think last week and today. Last week I read that a little boy was with his parents up in the mall, and they had a display up in the mall for Christmas. And a chunk of ice fell from the ceiling and busted a little six-year-old boy in the head and killed him. A Christmas display. See, do you see that God is not happening no more now? He's trying to show you peace. He's trying to show you. And then I read two or three days after that, maybe, a little boy was on a snowmobile. Him and his dad was playing in the snow, I guess. And he fell out of his dad's hand, 6 years old, little boy. I know there's a lot of 6 years old and 7 year old, little 5 year old little kids that are dying lately, a lot of them, by their own parents. Accidental death by their own parents. See how angry the real God is. The little boy jumped out of his dad hit a bump, and he fell off the snowmobile in front of it, and the snowmobile crushed him to death right in front of his dad's face. And then today, they had a Christmas parade, and the dad was on the snow, on the float, they call it, the float. But, you know, where they have all the parade with the big float and all the stuff on. The little boy, 6 years old, fell off the float, and his dad ran him over with the tire of the float and crushed him and killed him today. I think that happened Sunday sometime, but I read it today in the news. This is what's going on now. Everything in this world, people, is breaking down. Let me repeat that. I'm speaking to you prophetically now. Everything in this world, people, are breaking down. When you see kids dying like that, 5, 6 years old, innocent children that ain't did nothing to nobody, just kids. Their lives been took away like that. So many of them. Every day you look in the news, you see 5, 6, 10 of them die. Little babies. You know, man, that we live in the very final hour. And it's just signs now. It's just signs and warnings. To wake the remnant up. Because the 90%, y'all gonna stay asleep and y'all gonna stay dead. And you're going to hell when you leave here. Okay? Next scripture. Proverbs. So I just showed you who the royal priesthood is, that you've been misled by the Hebrew Israelite elders. Judah, saying they the royal priesthood. Ain't no royal priesthood, man. You got to be holy. You got to be peculiar to be the royal priesthood. That's the remnant. You got to be a Levite to be the royal priesthood. The Levites are part of the royal priesthood. They the Levitical priesthood. They the royal order of the priests that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob set up when the children of Israel left Egypt and went to the wilderness. See, your elders ain't teaching you that, is they? They ain't teaching you that. Matter of fact, they ain't teaching you nothing but the same stuff over and over and over again. Proverbs 23:26. And next week, we're going to deal with, I think, Friday and Saturday, we're going to be talking about witchcraft. The God of the Hebrews put it in me to make a broadcast about witchcraft is among us. I got to identify these witches now. These witches And these warlocks got to be identified. Because they got, right now, they got the people thinking what they doing is of God. That is right for them to be a witch. And to cast spells and to read cards and crystal balls and all of this stuff. And read the stars and astrology. No matter. Next week, Friday. Friday, God of the Hebrews say this thing. Friday, I'll be here teaching about witchcraft. Some things you don't even know in the prophetic and things you never heard of. Because you got a lot of witches and warlocks right now that's running these churches. And these organizations that they call churches. Now, and they must be revealed. Because I'm after the remnant now. Remember, the remnant got to know this. They have to know the truth. They have to know the divine truth. Proverbs 23:26. One more after that. Two more, and I'm finished. Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me thy heart and let thy eyes observe my ways. See, this is what the God of Moses wants for us to do. This is the only way you're going to be the royal priesthood. This is the only way you're going to be the remnant. And this is the only way you're going to please the God of Jacob. My son, give me thine heart. You want me to look up heart in Hebrew? Let me look it up. Hebrew number 3820. The heart, also used figuratively, for the feeling. The feeling. See, God want to feel your emotions. You don't got no feeling towards God, the God of the Hebrews. You don't got no, all you want to do is say he your God and he your Father and you believe in him. No, my son, give me your heart. Heart is feeling. He needs to feel something from you people. Not just talk. He needs to feel something from you people. Not just clapping your hands in the church and singing your songs and wearing your long veils and your long skirts and carrying your Bibles and keeping the holy days. He needs to feel you. He needs some feeling. He needs some emotions coming from you. It's Hebrew number for the heart. It's 3820 for the feeling, the will, and even the intellect. What is the intellect? The mind. The mind, your thoughts need to be on him. Your actions need to be on him. Your will need to be towards him, not towards what you think, feel, and want to do every day. Your intellect, that's your intelligence. You put so much time and thought into doing the things you want to do in your life. And that's what's going to take you people to hell. And that's what's going to get 90% of this world killed by the God of the Hebrews. Now, intellect. I'm reading Hebrew number 3820 for heart. The center of anything. Care for. God want to know that you care for him. God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, want to know that you care for him, people. This is how you're going to be the royal priesthood, the holy nation. Don't let them elders fool y'all people, man, with them lies and that deception and that doctrine of man. Don't let them fool you. It's a care for comfortably, consent, courageous, friendly. Friendly. I'm reading heart for you for Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me your heart. Friendly. Are you friendly to God? The God of Abraham? No, man. No, you're not. You're friendly to your leaders and to what you want to do every day. That's what you're friendly to. You're not God's friend. You don't talk to him. You don't read the Bible. You don't pray. You don't do nothing. Keep going, man. I'm trying to help y'all. Brokenhearted. I mean, you cry. You cry to God. You show God remorse. You show God that you love him through your tears, through your confession and your repentance and tears to him. Brokenhearted. Let me keep going. Yes. Next scripture. Galatians 3 verse 1. One more after that, big people, and I'm going to say goodnight to y'all. I'll see you Friday at 7 p.m. Talking about the witchcraft. Galatians 3 1. Galatians, hey, I got to reveal these witches and warlocks. They got the people real deceived. Galatians 3:1. Galatians 3:1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? What truth? I ain't talking about the truth in Hebrew Israelite elders teaching. Before whose eyes the shire of Christ have been evidently set forth, crucified among. They didn't want to believe in the truth. The truth is the Son of God. The truth is what the Son of God came to teach the people. That the Pharisees, the elders, and the chief priests killed them for. That is the truth. That is the true gospel. It ain't got nothing to do with what you following today. Nothing at all. Let me say that again. It don't have nothing to do with what you are following today, people. Nothing at all. It is the divine truth. It is the prophetic. It is the heavenly order. Let me look that up. Yeah. Christ came with a heavenly order from the God of Abraham. You think it's baptism? As long as I get baptized by the elder, no, man. No, your baptism is polluted. Because I showed you about 2 weeks ago that ain't no elder got no business even baptizing you. It's got to be a prophet. John the Baptist was a prophet. He baptized Christ. Christ was a prophet. He baptized people. Ain't nobody baptized nobody in the Bible but prophets. Okay? Don't let these people fool you, people, man. That's why Paul said, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? What is the truth? The divine truth, the prophetic. You got to be able to hear God to get the truth. The same truth that Christ said, be like me. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Messiah. What mind did Christ have? He loved the people. He loved his brethren. He came to help the poor, the lowly, and the needy. Your elders don't care nothing about the poor, man. They don't care nothing about the needy and the homeless. All they want is money in their bank and do what they want to do. Keep making them programs at the church. to keep getting money out of you, more money, all kind of programs we're going to make to keep getting more money. GOCC, they don't made a new album now. They don't made a new album. Okay? Elder Ricard, that's his name. They sent me an email in the mail talking about, we invite you to our fashion show. Lord have mercy. Father God, we invite you to our fashion show, and we're gonna be singing and rehearsing and entertaining you with our new album. If you would like to come, VIP is $75. VIP is $75. And then I think the other one was $25 or something. I sent them people an email back and told them they blaspheming. They blaspheming. How you gonna charge somebody, man? Your church members. Your church members. People that you say you love and you wanna help. They ain't got nothing to do to them, ain't got nothing. They broke. They broke. They living paycheck to paycheck, man. How you gonna charge these people $75 to get in the door? What kind of madness is that? You people don't know, man, what's going on. These people don't want nothing from you but what you can give them and do for them. How you gonna charge somebody $75 to come up in your church? Come up in a church now that you say is of God, a church that God named for. That's why I know that these churches is polluted and the real God is not in them. This is the kind of stuff going on in them. You've been bewitched, man. You've been bewitched. Last verse. Ephesians 4:14. No, made an album. Now you trying to prostitute. Prostitute the people of God. I know what prostitution is. I used to be one. I used to be one, people. I know what prostitution is. You're turning tricks with the people. Know exactly what they're doing, man. They prostitute the people of God. Making them out of whores and harlots. They committing adultery against the God of Moses. Idolatry. That bewitched. You know what bewitched is? In the Greek, it's Greek number 940. Migrant, that's by extension to fascinate by false representation. False representation, people. False. False. That's what bewitched is. That's what Paul telling the people. Who have bewitched you? You are foolish. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who have bewitched you? Who have gave you false teaching, man? False. It's all false. That's one, man. Ephesians 4:14. Ephesians 4:14, people. I'm finished for the night. I'm finished with this whole segment. I'm finished. Hebrew Nation Helpline, Royal Priesthood, and the Heavenly Order. The name of this one is The Royal Priesthood and the Heavenly Order, Final Lesson. 14 verse, people. 14 verse. That ye henceforth be no more carried, tossed to and fro. See, that's what you people been doing. You've been tossed. See, Paul just told you been bewitched. You got a lot of witchcraft around, spells, all kinds of spells on you. All kind of false doctrine and teaching going on among you. That henceforth you be no more children. You are children, man. You little girls and little boys. You think like a child. You need to grow up, man. You need to grow up, woman. You need to grow up. You don't need nobody but the God of the Hebrews. That's all you need. And the Holy Spirit. To get you where you need to go in this life. Because without them, you're not going nowhere. Nowhere. No way. I don't care how many degrees you got, how many jobs you got, how much money you got. It doesn't matter. You're not going nowhere without the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Holy Spirit. Go tell your elders that. Now, that you henceforth be no more carried, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Let me look by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive you. This is witchcraft, man. This is witchcraft. We're going into this next week. I mean, the end of this week in a few days. We're going into this. Witchcraft. See, this is what you've been carried away by. This is what you've been tossed to and fro by. You can't stay with God. One minute you're praying, the next minute you're doing something else. One minute you with God, the next minute you back doing something else. We toss to and fro. All these teachers, all these other gods, all kind of gods and teachers they got in the earth. Oh my God. They got so many teachers, man, with new religion and new age movements. And oh, people saying that they Christ, and you got men saying that they God. You got all kind of religion.